Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with us as well today. Jimmy, how are you, man?
Doing well, Greg. How you doing?
Good. And he has brought in a family member with him to the studio today, to the Scuba Radio studio, to introduce her to the underwater world. We are going to corrupt this young lady as best we know how. It's just what we do.
Just so I understand,
what?
Jim, you're related to one of the fairies from Tinkerbell's universe?
Not quite. Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who? She does kind of have that kind of
Tinkerbell's haircut.
And that's a compliment.
Yeah.
It is. A pixie. That's a pixie
it's
haircut,
a pixie
right?
Haircut.
See? I know my hairdos. What?
Yes, Julius Caesar, you do.
Okay.
Maybe not, because I do hair.
That's right. She does hair. She's a hairdresser to boot and a future diver. So, you know, it's a family affair today. And basically, we have brought in one of Jimmy's relatives to learn how to dive, to introduce her to the underwater world. So we're going to, you know, address some beginning scuba questions and kind of get over some of those.
I'm sorry, we're going to undress some beginning scuba questions? I'm confused.
Well, you know, I don't think undress is in that whole thing. Jax, relax.
Isn't
She's looking at us like...
Fair? Okay. That's
yeah, well, it's... The affair was in there somewhere. I don't know.
I will be Sebastian
no
Cabot.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. French.
All right. Well, anyway, we are going to delve into that today. And maybe you listening right now might have similar questions that Jax has or issues that we need to go over with her as she begins her, you know, her journey into the underwater world. You with me on this, Jax? Are you excited? You
I'm
look
totally excited.
Excited. She is, see? She's like, she's
really,
going to
really.
Throw out that fairy dust in just a bit. She does have that kind of, that's a compliment, by the way.
Oh, I'm a total fairy.
Okay. Well, we'll just leave that alone, but I just want to be careful here because she is within striking distance.
If only she was the only total fairy on the show.
What? Ooh.
Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Not that there's anything wrong with
no.
that.
No, I'm into
so,
that too. That's cool.
That's right. Whatever, you know, works for you is fine with
we'll
us.
We'll let you guess.
We're all equal underwater and above water, for that matter, too. All right, but before we get into that, a couple little program notes. I have been busy at work behind the scenes this week.
That seems
working
likely.
On a working on our new underwater video.
Ah,
Mermaid Everline was featured in the on the pictures last week. I did get the video edited from Deepwater Key. DeepwaterCay.com is the place we went to a couple weeks ago. Did the show. You can go back. TheScubaRadio.com. Check out the website and listen to the podcast and catch up with the rest of the class if you didn't hear that show from the island. Great resort, and I highly recommend it. However, you know, we shot a lot of underwater video and pictures and things like that. Had the pictures up last week. Now we have a video up there. And on this one, it was a little different because on this production, you know, we are Scuba Radio, but on the website we have videos and pictures. Not necessarily of me, even though I may make a cameo here and there, and Bill might show up, or Jimmy the Bubble Boy, but it mostly features our mermaids.
Yeah, let's be honest. I've been in one.
Yeah, and the underwater critters that we come across, and that kind of thing. So that's what this video features. However, Everline, who was our first mermaid, who was also an actress, she's been in Miami Vice, the movie, down there, few years ago that was filmed. She's done a few, you know, several other film credits and TV credits and things. Get Out from HBO.
She's also our first Cuban political refugee.
Yeah, she climbed out of an airplane window or something to...
What?
Yeah, and I kid you not. It's on the show.
That's cool.
From the Bahamas of her story.
She was younger then, because I don't think she'd fit out of a lot of windows now.
No, yes, she would, actually. She's very fit.
Oh, and I'm limber. Not saying she's not fit. I'm just saying that there are parts that, well, I mean, they're reasonably malleable, I guess. We'll move on.
Yeah. Anyway, great gal, and she's featured on that video, but she had a request. She loves the Scuba Cowboy, and I love the Scuba Cowboy, too, but she had seen some of our videos.
Any guesses now?
What?
She loves the Scuba Cowboy.
Oh, quit it. And she asked if we would do a different type of music, and Pup wasn't on this trip with us. So I was like, okay, well, what kind of music do you have in mind? She's more into the like whole techno thing. What the kids are, what are they dancing to today,
Dubstep. Jax?
Dubstep, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do anything like that, but I came up with my own, you know, hipper version.
You could call it that if you want.
It's called Stubtoe.
Yeah. Dumbstep. I like Dumbstep.
Dumb.
Anyway, I actually, okay, I produced the music on this one as well. So not only did
I realize you made the music too.
Yeah,
it was reasonably listenable.
Well, there you go. That's all I was looking for.
My ears did not bleed.
Yeah.
Is that a good enough endorsement?
And this was a request from Everline, right? And so I said, what do you think of music? I loved it. My friends hated it. I was like, okay, well, so much for that. But you can make your own judgment by going to scubaradio.com.
Well, you weren't trying to make her friends happy. You were trying to make her happy.
Right. Well,
she
that's
liked
true.
It.
She liked it. She liked the effort. I gave it my best shot and probably only one. But you can go and check it out for yourself. It's right there on the front page at scubaradio.com. Just click on the video tab. It'll take you right to it. And, Bill, you give it two fins up? Or maybe one and a half fins.
I give it one.
A fin and a snorkel?
One fin, one snorkel. Yes.
Okay, the music, same? Are you splitting it
actually,
up?
Actually, knowing that you created the music, mm-hmm. I am more impressed with the video.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, and the video
I thought it was just a song. I mean, some music that you had laying around.
No, I literally produced it from scratch. So it was a new
Next
know,
time, start
effort.
From Itch, which is the step before that.
Well, yeah. But, you know, you get an itch, grab an ointment, and then...
Ungent.
Yeah. Anyway, so, I produced that video. That was shot with only GoPro cameras. GoPro
And not all the ones you left with?
Camera. What? What do you mean?
And not all the ones you left with. Because I know you flooded one.
Yeah, well, I brought the flooded one back, hoping I could salvage that footage, but no such luck. So I lost one camera. I've already replaced it, by the way. So
what a surprise. What a shocker.
But it was shot with GoPro cameras, light and motion lights, and obviously the music was my little production as well. So, check it out, and I throw it out there. Obviously, I wanted, the idea of this video is to give you an idea of what it's like to go to a place like Deepwater Key in the Bahamas and the fun we have and the different, things that we get our, get into and have fun with. There's obviously a section of mermaid footage in there that will be worth sticking around for.
Do you know what we haven't talked about,
what?
And we need to mention, and we should have mentioned in the last hour, too, Kava Screw.
Yeah.
Kava Screw, Captain Patrick's book from the World of Boating Show,
mm-hmm.
is on sale at Amazon right now.
On
it is
sale?
Only 99 cents for the ebook.
That's crazy.
If you do not go and get this ebook right now, you are a fool.
Now,
and you and your money will be soon parted.
This is true.
It's dollar. It's 99 cents for a book, an actual book with characters that you may recognize from this self-same radio program.
That's right. You know, we
many of us are dead.
Back from a trip in the Bahamas a few years ago, and Patrick wrote up this crazy story loosely based on our adventure.
Crazy story. I believe it may be factually accurate. You were chased by headhunters, weren't you? Cannibals.
Oh, yeah. No, we were hanging out in a headhunter, a cannibal cave. We went to Cannibal Cave when we were in the
cannibal
Bahamas.
Cave,
I mean,
you were,
Fiji
you were
last time.
Killed there and your brain eaten with a brain fork. That actually happened, right?
Yes. The ghost of Greg the Dive Master is speaking to you right now.
Ah. I thought maybe they just put you back together with what pieces they had laying around.
Well, it could be that. You never know. Right. You'll have to read the book, Kava Screw, and, and
check
see
it
for
out.
Yourself.
Just go to, you can just type in Kava Screw.
With a K.
Yeah, K-A-V-A, and then screw, like screwing. Not Phillips head, not standard, just screw. So Kava screw, you can type it into any search engine and you'll be probably taken to the Amazon site. There's a page on Facebook for Kava screw.
Right. There's a link to it right there on the front page of scubaradio.com.
Lots of ways you can get there. Kava screw, check it out. 99 cents for the ebook until I think the 13th. But why wait? Do it now.
Do it now. It's the perfect gift.
Put us on pause.
For yourself.
I mean, if you're not listening to us live, you're listening to the podcast, pause this right now.
No.
Pause
don't do
it.
That. Don't, no. Don't pause. Don't stop. Yeah, because, you know, you never know when a little burst of genius might happen at any moment. And you want to catch the live magic as it happens.
I will give you news. It's not going to happen right now.
What?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Do you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica, Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. Mm. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up, Bob Evans from Force Fins is going to join us, and we're going to check in with him. He's been posting a bunch of, classic scuba radio pictures on Facebook this week. Have you seen those, Bill?
I have indeed.
You have. You've been liking them, I've seen.
I have.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Because I don't have a lick button.
There's a reason for that.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't do it, just means you can't let everybody know.
All right, I'm never going to borrow his computer or his iPad or his iPhone, anything. Anyway, Jax is in the studio with us today. She is she's a diver in training. Her journey has already begun on the path to becoming a Patty.
Bikini.
Yeah, well, bikini. Hey. A Patty open water diver. So, first of all, congratulations
on
starting.
You.
Now, she is related to Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We will not hold that against her. However, that might, get her...
That must be the deepest gene pool on this planet.
What do you mean? Why? Why do you say that?
Yeah, why do you say that?
Okay. Look at Jimmy.
Yeah.
Bubble Boy.
Okay. Now look
Bubble
at Jax.
Boy.
And this is what I want. I want you to keep doing that until you say, oh, sure, they're related. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it.
No,
I've been
wait.
Doing it for the first 24
all right,
minutes
just look
of the
at
show.
Both of them and
it
try
hasn't
to,
happened yet.
No, merge them together in your mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's,
that would be pretty hideous.
That's disturbing.
That's a different way that genetics works, yeah. And they're already related.
Okay, well, anyway, they're related. Who cares? And the fact that they are, I mean, Jimmy has told you over the last few years what it's like a little bit when you run into him.
Yeah.
Because she told me that. She said she'd heard about some of these adventures that we'd been on. And Jimmy said we were looking for some more, some more travelers, some more mermaids. Jax could be a new Scuba Radio mermaid.
Yeah, let's make sure that that's perfectly clear.
And
so
I just
to understand,
she believes in mermaids. That's a plus too.
And he wants women. He doesn't. I stay
what?
Here.
That oh,
I have
you.
Left. I have left this space twice in the last 50.
Well, you just
years.
Called her a Tinkerbell. That's close to a mermaid. It's in the same genre.
Fantasy thing.
Yeah.
And although Bill stays here, that has not stopped him from dressing up as a mermaid.
True.
It has not stopped me.
Which is why we bring in people like Jax.
Do you wear a tail?
Oh yeah.
A fin?
He does. You don't want to see this.
There are pictures on Facebook. Go to Scuba Radio and just type in the keyword.
Yeah.
Triple pound.
Right. Exactly. All right. So she might help us out being a Scuba Radio mermaid eventually. But really, the first step is becoming a certified scuba diver.
Yeah.
So we got to get her certified. So first of all, you're good in the water. You like to swim, that kind of thing. You always wanted to do this. You live in Florida, surrounded by water. I figure might as well take the hint kind of thing.
Yeah, might
and
as well.
It was written in the stars. Is that the deal?
I really believe it was written in the stars.
Yeah?
I want to go see that different world underwater.
So what was it that first sparked your interest? Was it seeing stuff on TV or hearing Bubble Boy's stories?
Ariel? Yeah, that's what sparked my interest. And stories, definite fun stories about scuba diving.
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Did it for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it did it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the movie that you liked, or are you just a big fan of Hans Christian Andersen's work? Hans Christian Andersen.
No. You're talking about the Disney Ariel, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Bill.
Not the classic
you
literature.
You are old. Oh,
well,
my God.
The only
reason that I even know that reference is because I am, too. But I know you were talking about the Disney thing.
Of course I was,
yeah.
Of course.
And that inspired a whole generation of future divers. I have no doubt about it. And by the way, I'll just throw in, that hoax popped up on Facebook again this week about the live-action Little Mermaid movie.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about that one?
I did not hear about that.
Okay, because my kids came to me, oh, Dad, can you believe it? They're doing the Little Mermaid with Emma Thompson and Ratcliffe from what's that?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe, yeah. And they were going to recreate a live-action version of Little Mermaid. Well, this was a hoax from 2 years ago on April Fool's Day, and it popped up on Facebook again this week. So it's not true. They're not doing a live-action Little Mermaid, though they probably should. I think it's time. Why not, right?
Bring it back, guys.
Bring it back. They could
do
it.
Why not Splash 3?
Have you seen Tom Hanks lately?
Oh, yeah.
Let alone.
Or Daryl Hannah?
Yeah.
Or John Candy?
Woo!
Ooh.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Wouldn't work.
Actually,
anyway.
It's a zombie movie.
The Walking Dead Mermaids.
The Swimming Dead.
The Swimming Dead!
That's it! Well, anyway, getting back on track.
That seems likely.
You know, so those kind of things inspired you to want to explore underwater. So
ignoring the fact that Ariel really is a story of a girl who's sick and tired of being in the water and wants to be a human.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
That there were some other things too. Some Jacques Cousteau books my father had. There was other things, but
okay. Yeah.
The Disney cartoon really stuck with me.
Really did it for you. Figured it could be cool to be a part of that world, right?
Yes.
Go ahead. Underwater. Feel free to. Can you sing too? She does sing, I believe.
Oh.
Right.
No.
Oh, okay.
For Greg, it was Jacqueline Bisset, by the way.
Yeah. Want to dive naked? Anyway, that was from the movie The Deep. Okay,
he
that wasn't a question.
Like Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, no.
Yeah, actually, I do from the Golden Globes.
Actually,
slightly intoxicated.
Actually, Jimmy was. Was
I was Jacqueline
Bisset
in the Christmas play.
That's hi, Greg.
Yeah, yeah. Good times. Disturbing as well.
You gotta go and check. If you haven't heard the Christmas play, you gotta go and listen. I think it was December 17th, 15th.
Yeah, it was right around Christmas, of course.
Just before Christmas.
Go
check
that would
out
make
podcast.
Sense. But, Jax, what we gotta get into a little bit is, first of all, you know, talking about, you know, I wanted to talk about what inspired you, but some of the questions or concerns you might have as a diver in training. Do you have any, I guess, first of all? Or do you think this will be a breeze? I have no issues whatsoever. You know, there's sharks, there's barracuda, there's...
Three words you should be concerned about.
Yeah?
Dirty old men.
Those are the words I'm always concerned with.
All right, there we go. I knew there was going to be a problem with this one, Greg.
Let me get you out of here, sweetie.
The sharks are circling. Yeah. Well, she has a bodyguard with her, Bill. Come on.
This is true.
And there's a little physical barrier between you and her.
Well, that's by law.
And we will maintain that to keep things legal here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Bill, we just got Vine. Yeah, we got Jax in the studio with us. Mermaid Jax is a new scuba diver we have in training, and she just vined us. I don't know if we need to call in reinforcements or... No, actually, it's one of those social media things.
Have you ever been vined?
He has now.
You have what? Now.
Look out.
Look
don't
at that.
Divine me.
He had a bad case of poison ivy once.
Couldn't sit down for weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, he gets that unguent.
Unguent. Yeah, you need to have unguent.
Mm-hmm. And that'll clear it right up.
So we've been Vine. That's one of those like 9-second videos. Is that what Vine is?
7 seconds.
7 seconds.
And I have my radio
seconds.
Face on, though, today. So it's a video. What do you do?
You know, I wear mine every day.
Every day?
24/7. My radio face is on. Oh, if she said radio voice or radio face?
Face.
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 Yeah, radio face. I have that on all the time. I get reminded of it constantly. Really?
Hey,
put that thing
you
away.
Look like you should be in radio.
Anyway, all right. So she's a mermaid in training or scuba diver in training. We got to get her certified to dive. So some of the issues that you will have or questions you have as a diver or a diver in training, you know, sharks, those kind of things are usually one of the top things. They come up. You seem pretty pretty into it. You don't. There's not a lot that scares you.
No, not really. I do think of pressure and barracudas. Those are the first two things that come
pressure
to mind.
Pressure and barracudas.
Well, because she's a fan of Queen music.
Mm-hmm. I am a fan.
And Heart.
Yes.
And Heart.
And Heart. So as a result, I don't know what that was, but...
She just,
if there was a vine, I know I'd be watching it repeatedly.
She just
that's
gave
all
you a
I
hand
know.
Signal of vote.
It was a heart.
That was from
voguing.
Madonna.
Yeah, but you vogue your face. That was not the part of your body that you just showcased.
No, that was my heart.
That was my fourth guess.
Remember what we said about dirty old man, Jax?
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, and I'm the
but
oldest.
But they like me best, right?
And she's worried about barracuda and pressure, for Christ's sake.
I need to be worried about the dirty old men.
Well, that is absolutely true.
No, it's not true. We're going to get into barracuda, and we'll talk about pressure next. Stay close. Right after the Dan Tip on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 123. Many know that orcas are considered the wolves of the sea. Lesser known is those bloodthirsty sharks are sometimes considered the vampires of the sea. And a war is coming. Twilight, Undersea Bloodbath. Coming soon to a theater near you in IMAX 3D. Scuba Radio is not yet rated. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Looks like you're happy to be here, Nick.
I am. How could you tell?
You're smiling.
You're right. And the smiling was a signal.
I get the feeling. You're signaling our topic for the day.
You ever notice how many signals are out there to help us through our day?
Not really.
Think about it. Everywhere you look, there are signals. Some subtle. Some not, to help communicate what's going on around you. Street signs, traffic lights, calendar alarms. There are tons of them incorporated into our everyday lives, and they've all become really important to us.
Kinda like signaling devices are important to divers?
Saw it coming, huh?
We'll call it one of those not-so-subtle signals.
Well, I appreciate you going into it just the same. Yes, signaling devices are an extremely important aspect of diving, and divers really need to know why as well as what their options are.
Let's start with the why.
Signaling devices are important because they serve a variety of purposes. They allow divers to communicate up close and at a distance, both on the surface and at depth.
All at the same time?
Wise guy. No, it's not likely you'll be doing all of these all at once. But having the proper signaling devices close at hand will allow you to be able to communicate in most situations.
What kind of signaling devices are available?
Well, I'd have to say the visual markers are the front runners when it comes to common usage. Dive lights and tank markers are standard gear on night dives or dives with low visibility. They provide an easy way to keep an eye on your buddy's position or to ensure that you don't lose the group. Attaching a marker to the anchor or a scent line can also be helpful in finding your way back at the end of a dive.
Being in Florida, there's a lot of diving done from shore and private boats. Because of it, I see a lot of floats, flags, and buoys.
All of those are familiar sights, and each serves an important purpose. They indicate the presence of divers below, so other boats and water sports enthusiasts know to watch out for them.
What about visual markers for emergency use?
There are a lot of BCDs out there with signaling mirrors in their pockets, and safety sausages are increasingly considered standard safety gear.
Well, they're not just useful in emergency situations. I know a lot of divers who use safety sausages as buoy markers, drift dive markers, and even secondary lift bags.
They are really pretty versatile.
All of these items are considered visual signaling devices. What other kinds are there?
Probably the next most popular items are the sound-based signaling devices.
You mean like the whistle we're taught to carry from day one?
Exactly. It can be something as simple as that. Or other options that may be integrated into your equipment. There are a number of options out there, and more appear every year.
I'd say there's one more category that I'd like to call the high-tech category. What do you think?
For those of you who want to carry them, yes, there are more and more high-tech options available. Many of these work on frequencies by which the diver transmits signals back to the boat for easy tracking. The first GPS-based two-way radio is even available now. These devices tend to be much more expensive, but it's exciting to see the technology develop.
You weren't kidding when you were saying there are a lot of options.
There are a lot of options, but they all have one thing in common. They allow divers to communicate what's going on with them. They can alert other divers to the diver's position, or they can signal distress and trigger assistance. They can help you navigate or simply keep track of a buddy. Because of the many functions they serve, the importance of signaling devices can't be denied.
Whether you like to be seen or heard, don't be shy when it comes to diving signaling devices. Choose the option that works for you and make sure your message is heard. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, what are the main concerns potential new divers have? Questions. Now, we have Mermaid Jackson in the studio with us today. Might as well just start calling her that, because that's what she'll end up being eventually. But she is also a scuba diver in training. And by the way, that's Jax with an X. We better get that out.
Jax with an X.
Yes. So J-A-X.
So not a woman who belongs to Jack. Not J-A-C-K apostrophe S. Not Jax.
No, Jax.
Not yet.
With an X.
There you go.
Yeah. Like Jacksonville.
Yeah, like Jack's son. Jax-S-U-N, son.
Yeah.
Ah.
I have no idea what that means. But it's fine. I'll just go with it.
All right.
But let's talk about these concerns. So you brought up Barracuda and pressure. So first, let's deal with Barracuda. Because...
heart songs are always a concern.
Well, no.
Barracuda.
It's a good tune. I like it. Classic rock is always a winner in my book. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing with Barracuda. You know, it's either Barracuda, sharks, or any kind of critters down there. You know, will they come get me as soon as I jump in the water? And it's probably the top question you get as a new student. Like, they go, why would you want to go dive? There's sharks in there. You know, there's Barracuda. The sharks don't bother you, though, huh?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
Because they kind of mind their own business, right? As long as you don't bother them, they don't bother you.
Exactly. That applies to Barracuda as well.
As long as there's nothing about you that's sparkly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got a problem.
Oh, yeah. No.
The Jax is a little bit more colorful when it comes to, well, you have a few tattoos. They're very nice.
I would call a few, if you could say that, yeah.
Yeah, and
she's not going to let us count them all, so we'll just say some.
Some.
Yeah.
Meaning a lot.
But she's very colorful, and
Barracuda
nice.
Are actually attracted to things that reflect light. They actually literally are.
But she likes bling. She has some jewelry on right now, and she actually what would you call that?
Because
that's
a dermal piercing.
A dermal piercing. Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
It is a spike. It's a what? I don't. I'm guessing 5 inches long, and it goes through the upper part of her chest, just below her collarbone, and it affixes in the back. There's just a big metal bar stuck through her chest.
You have to be a pain in the ass to travel with, Jax.
I am, because I can't get through any metal detectors. What do I do?
Yeah. Well, you have to be frisked. then maybe that was the purpose. No, I'm sure it wasn't. You just deal with that when it comes.
I guess I'll have to cover it up.
Well,
or is the Barracuda going to come get me?
You're probably going to wear something anyway.
Yeah.
Over.
Oh, no. No, I mean,
when you're in the ocean, you're probably going to wear a skin at least, or maybe. Nah. But if you go when it's warm, why would you?
That's right.
If you're as a mermaid, hey, you know.
Yeah, and I'm a mermaid. Mermaid Jax with an X.
Well, that's right. You know what you're going to do? You're probably going to get invited to a liveaboard dive trip. And if it's anything like the first liveaboard dive trip I was invited to, we were the week after the nudist divers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Barracuda were attracted to in that particular group, but...
I think it was more the turtles. You got to be careful with. But regardless, that's a whole nother story. Let's talk about bling when it comes to Barracuda, because that's just one of the, you know, one of the things they recommend that you kind of, you know, put under or get under control. If you're wearing flashy jewelry... That's when you could have a potential problem with a Barracuda. Because if the sun was shining and it reflected off of your jewelry like a fishing lure, not only a Barracuda, but any kind of fish, for that matter, could come at you. But even in that case, it's just so extremely rare. It's really not a problem. It's more of a, you know...
It's something to be aware of.
Yeah, it's something to be aware of.
Honestly, where your dermal piercing is, you would... I mean, it is not a non-issue. The strap of your BC is probably going to be close to that
That's true, yeah.
And you'll be in the water.
Well, is that a permanent thing you got there?
Yes, definitely permanent.
Oh, it is permanent.
I have to go get it taken out.
Really?
It actually
has to be physically. Well, you could like put a little pin over
it. Yeah,
we'll
put like a little Band-Aid that's waterproof over it.
Right. You could put a little duct tape.
I don't think it's an issue.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
I was giving you a hard time about it, but.
Well, if you were wearing a necklace, like you're wearing a necklace today.
Jax, if Greg ever comes at you with duct tape, please honey, just run.
Oh, no. Okay, I will.
We'll need a safe word.
Mermaid. So the reflection of the light could create a potential problem for a Barracuda, or any fish for that matter. But once again, it's such a small... chance of anything happening, even if you were wearing something reflective, the chances of that actually attracting a barracuda.
And they're just going to be interested. It's just the sort of thing which will attract their attention.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, if you think Greg and I are creepy, having a barracuda just sit there in the water just staring at you.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They're just creepy.
And here's the thing. Barracudas just hover. And they will maintain a distance. They will decide, okay, I see this diver, and I'm going to maintain about 5 feet away from them.
Oh, except for they always use the metric system.
Yes, you got to watch those.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You want to go dive naked?
In the bathtub? In the hotel?
Young man, when you like to go down, I said, young man. Are there girls that you found? I said, young man, that you think should be crowned.
Babes underwater, breathing air, young man.
There's a place you can go, I said,
young man.
It's Scuba Radio, just go
log on
and see the dive buddy
that would make male divers happy.
Call me daddy.
It's fun to look at the
B-U-V-A.
It's fun to look at the
B-U-V-A.
Oh, mama.
It's not the fish or the reef or expensive dive toys. We all know what the guys enjoy.
It's fun to look at the B-U-V-A.
It's fun to look at the
B-U-V-A.
Call me daddy.
You can get yourself seen just by striking the balls.
If he does that again, you can shoot him.
Yeah, it could happen. All right, so Babes Underwater Breathing Air, our own certification agency, which we abandoned a long time ago due to legal reasons.
Restraining orders.
Yeah. We figured, you know what? That may not be the best idea. Well, but actually, it still is a great idea. It's one of those back burner ideas that we just never have time to exploit as much as we should. But BUBA, Babes Underwater Breathing Air, Jax is our latest student into that realm. Sure, you'll take that title and swim with it, right?
I'm going to go with it.
All right, swim. Mermaid, babe, whatever. She's good with it. That's good for us.
Should we have checked with Jimmy first?
He's standing right here.
Uncle Jimmy.
What?
He's deaf. He's old and deaf, so it doesn't matter. You know, I was talking to Jax at the commercial break, and she brought up something that hit a little close to home. Because she brought up that not only does she do hair, she's a hairdresser in her real world, or her surface life. However, she also does spray tans.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that's a good way to keep people from getting like skin cancer.
Yeah, it's kind of like a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Don't go out in the sun without sunscreen.
Right. Like Reef Safe, which I use, but I didn't start using it soon enough because I got to go under the knife on Monday.
Ouch.
Once again, I am a poster boy for skin cancer. And it's the mild form of skin cancer, but I am a cancer survivor.
The best kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
but I got to stay.
Twice a year?
What?
Twice a year, you stick your head into the bee's nest.
Yep,
and yep.
Stick my head into a beehive and have to deal with that for, you know, once every 6 months. And then every once in a while, he finds something like, all right, I got to cut this off.
His dermatologist has a wing in his summer house named for Greg.
I've put his kids through college.
Oh.
And once again, I got to do it again on Monday and stay dry until the Beneath the Sea dive show because of it. So kids, trust me, don't go outside without putting the sunscreen on. Or, as Jax pointed out, maybe spray tan is the way to go.
Yeah, because you have to look bronze.
You got
to
look.
You got to have the look, but you can't use the sun.
All right, but you do like spray tan parties.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm thinking we might have to do scuba radio spray tan parties, because once you do this, then you can go out and dive, right? And you can look like, you know,
you
what's his name?
Like.
That guy got his head, or who got smashed with the goose. What's his name?
Fabio.
Fabio, right.
Oh. Is that who you want to look like? Oh, yeah, on that ride.
The difference between him and Bill and me is a spray tan.
And hair.
Oh.
Come on now, guys.
I got hair.
I've got hair, too.
Okay, wait.
I was going to say
anyway.
Where.
He's a silverback.
Yeah. All right, well, so, but the spray tan wouldn't protect you from the sun.
No, it doesn't actually protect you, so you have to wear the spray tan and sunscreen.
So you got
to
lather up still, but at least you would look,
you
presentable.
Have the look. And you just look healthier and you feel better when you're tan, don't you?
Yeah.
It's waterproof. Right,
maybe we need to do, you do
I
these spray tan
and
parties.
I
do the parties, but it's
June.
Women only. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, it's women only, but we
would stand there and watch.
You can come.
We got Bill. He counts. A lot of times, a lot of people consider him as a female.
Oh.
I'm anatomically incorrect.
Oh. I don't know. What does it involve? You have a tent set up?
Yes. I have these parties at my home. I don't have them at Jack's Fifth Avenue, which is my salon. And I mm-hmm. have the women come over and we set up a tent.
Well, what about the dudes?
Yeah, I just don't feel comfortable with that. Mm.
Wait, they just walk into a tent and it sprays all over them like a shower?
No, I spray them.
Oh, you spray them.
Mm-hmm. I do body contouring.
It's like body paint then.
Yeah, it's body contouring.
Oh, so like you spray on abs?
Mm. I do. I have before.
Oh,
I really have.
You have?
Yeah, I did
really?
It for Halloween. And you spray on abs for people.
Okay, for Halloween you did it. I was going to say, you didn't spray on abs for these girl parties you're talking about.
Well,
I mean, I guess they
are. Yeah, you got to make them look
good.
I used to do the Hawaiian Tropic Girls, so yeah,
really?
You're really comfortable.
They're spray on abs?
Hold on!
Yeah,
hold
don't
on,
ruin the dream.
Wait a minute. The Hawaiian Tropic Girls get sprayed on tans?
No, yes.
Oh my gosh.
This is what they get for not giving her a contract again.
Talking about bursting our bubble. This is not right.
Bubble Boy's here.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
All right.
It turns out they're really not into old married men either, like they said they were.
What? Who said they were?
You left out Rich.
Ew. Oh, Rich.
Okay,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe
it was my fault.
That would be a good experiment to see if Bill, if we took him on the next dive trip, before we did that, we would have you sprayed. Sprayed and neutered.
Yep, that's basically what we'll have to do first.
Yeah,
he's naturally
I'm
neutered.
Already pretty neutered.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, aren't we all? But, but
got
yeah,
any
I
guesses
mean,
guesses now.
Oh, no. Yay, Ariel! Let's just talk about Little Mermaid.
Oh, yes. The Little Mermaid areola. I mean, no, wait. I got something wrong there. All right, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. We're going to get a spray tan and be right back with you with more stuff. Our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fins and more with Mermaid Jack's Bubble Boy. And I see CJ has just walked in, one of my former students as well. So we'll definitely send her on her path to the underwater world, as bad as it may sound. Well, we'll try to convince her anyway, despite all that. Stick around.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.